Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone to East Lansing Police Captain Tom Johnstone. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. The question is, how are you and how is East Lansing after a night of revelry? And it sounds like it may not have been such a bad evening.
Not a bad evening. You know, obviously, we're a little tired. It was a long day yesterday. But we anticipated that. Nothing out of the ordinary, pretty typical for St. Paddy's Day with some nice weather.
Well, and that changes it up a bit, doesn't it, when the weather is beautiful mid-March in Michigan?
Absolutely, especially around MSU. Everybody comes outdoors. Well, we had a lot of house parties and a lot of things going on in the neighborhoods that we don't see when the weather's bad.
They're fair weather friends.
Yes.
Fair weather partiers. In terms of numbers, because, those are important, and then we'll talk about the atmosphere. In terms of numbers, tickets and arrests, what did the night look like?
For the day, a 24-hour period, we started tracking statistics 7 in the morning on St. Paddy's Day till 7 this morning. We wrote 180 citations. That also includes our numbers for traffic violations. So 150 of those were for different appearance violations like open alcohol, minors, disorderly persons, noise, littering. We even have an ordinance called party litter in East Lansing. So we issued 27 of those violations as well yesterday.
And in the party, in one of the things that came up, the game added to the MSU game added to the atmosphere yesterday, and so there was a little couch burning or a little mattress burning.
We did have a couple of small fires overnight, but no crowds associated with it. We did have a couple of dumpsters that were on fire, and we did have a mattress with a little bit of wood material in it on Stoddard Street. In the 300 block, but no persons surrounding it or no large events associated with it.
And, Captain, maybe I'm just old. I don't understand the reveling and lighting things on fire. Do you have a clue with that?
I wish I did. I've been policing for 29 years, 27 in East Lansing, and I can't explain it.
Maybe I missed that when I was in college. I don't get the correlation, but nobody was hurt, and that's the important thing.
Absolutely. Nothing hurt, no real property damage, anything like that. So, the shame of it is that it only takes a small number of people doing stuff like that makes it all look bad. If you consider the number of the people who were out yesterday, by far the majority does the right thing, had a good time, stayed within the, within the law and the boundaries. And you get a small number that go outside.
Well, and that's the case. And thankfully, it sounds like last night the small number that went outside the boundaries didn't have a lot of followers.
No, they didn't. And those few, we did physically arrest 31 people that spend the night in our jail. But those are the few that go too far out, and they get reeled in pretty quick by our guys.
Were they pretty much alcohol related offenses?
Absolutely, most of them. Kind of a variety. I can throw out some numbers for you. Disorderly conduct, we arrested 7 people for that. Minors in possession, 11. A drunk driver, 6. We arrested 1 person for driving under the influence of drugs. We arrested some folks on some outstanding warrants. And another person for driving on a suspended license.
You mentioned 29 years in policing. Are you starting to see, or I guess this is just the question, are you seeing people calling cabs more and people trying to be a little more responsible with some of this just in terms of in general? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you come to East Lansing at night, you'll be shocked at the number of cabs that are lined up. I know when I was a young officer here, you didn't see any, and now you'll see, as many as 100 on one night, with Big Daddy Taxi and the other companies that are out there. So a lot of people are not getting behind the wheel. That helps us tremendously. And then the cooperation actually we got from a lot of the parties was so far superior to anything I saw in the early 80s. Even if we get called or we approach a loud party, majority of the time we get cooperation from the kids to shut it down or reel the party back a little bit.
And that has to do your heart good. And for those people that you're approaching as well, I mean, the fact that instead of being combative, they're going, okay, let's try to work together and straighten this out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to see. That's why you don't see, a tremendous number of noise violations. Yeah, we issued 9 yesterday, but if you consider the number of parties how many that actually occurred in the city of East Lansing yesterday, that's a pretty small number.
Well, it is. And I actually, my daughters are both of age, and I took one of my daughters and some friends. I drove them downtown so that none of them would have a car. They were in Lansing and then moved to East Lansing, and then already had their cab money in their back pockets to go from East Lansing back to Okemos.
Perfect.
So I think the message is getting out there among folks that there's a way to, you know, nobody wants them to not have fun, you included.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's what we always look for, is we understand it's going to happen. You know, it's a college atmosphere. It's a big day. You got St. Paddy's Day. You got MSU basketball playing. You have nice weather. We just hope everybody does it responsibly.
And so you didn't really see much in related to the MSU unfortunate loss last night. Is it hard to differentiate between St. Paddy's Day and that?
Well, that kind of quieted things down at the end of the night.
A little more somber attitude?
Yeah, certainly.
And the rain didn't hurt that either, I'm guessing.
No, the rain came in perfect timing.
Very good. Well, sir, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Can we mention the fact that we may not be talking very many more times?
We can. I think it's just getting out there publicly.
Okay.
I'm going to be finishing my career in mid-May.
Well, I long before I have spoken with you in my new capacity here at the radio station, I have heard wonderful things about you. So I wish you well. Any plans for retirement other than enjoying?
Hopefully just enjoying for a little while.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you for talking with us this evening. And perhaps we'll have a chance to talk a little more before that retirement date.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Captain Tom Johnstone, East Lansing Police Department, and we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.